Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
Yesterday you said you had a dream.
Yes.
Quarterback situation.
I do like going to my happy place. Dreaming.
This is the perfect song for it, though.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And your dream quarterback scenario.
Right.
Was
Paxton
Drew,
Lynch.
Was Drew Locke.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, at the time, I was like, well, that's silly. But, your thought of Drew Locke stuck with me as the dream quarterback. And I was just thinking about it after the show all night earlier today. And I was like, yeah, that actually makes the most sense. And should be the dream. It should be. Not Trevor Lawrence. Not Jameis Winston or, I don't know, Sam Darnold. I don't know. Who's Mike want? Mike wants Jimmy Garoppolo. And maybe just to look in Jimmy Garoppolo's eyes is why Mike wants it.
Who wouldn't?
Who wouldn't? Right. But the fact of the matter is, what we really do want is for Drew Locke to work out. Because it means you can start improving on other elements of the team.
Yep.
And at the end of the day, this is the guy that you've spent the most time with and want to... It's another Mike Evans fallacy that I'm rooting for Drew Locke to fail. It's so preposterous. Why in the world would I want Drew Locke to fail?
Where are we at on the tattoo bet right now? What's the status?
That to me is a little confusing. I don't think I should say anything about it because it'll come off as whiny.
No, go ahead. Go ahead and whine. I want to hear it.
No. We'll get to the tattoo bet, I suppose, later on.
Just quick update. Where are we at on the tattoo bet?
Well, I mean... he's got no need for that.
Go ahead.
No need for that. Keep the sad music.
It's okay.
No, there's no need for
it's
it.
It's okay.
The tattoo bet is based on at least 10 starts.
Right. How many we
no
got?
No reason for that. See, this is what I didn't want to get into. We've had 7 starts.
Yeah, right. How many does he want?
Well, the Pittsburgh game we agreed didn't. No need for that either.
Don't let him back you down, Kevin.
No need for any of those things. Well, the Pittsburgh game didn't count, so it's really...
I give you that.
I guess it's really only six games that we're going
he's
at
He's got
right
one
now.
Victory.
No, I think he's got two.
He's got two.
Yeah, Patriots
correct.
And somebody else.
Chargers.
What?
Chargers.
Patriots are the Chargers.
Chargers.
So he's 2-4. So there's nice. Not a lot of wiggle room.
Bring back the death music.
I mean, based. Anyway, so you can do the math. You're such a brainiac there at CEO. You can do the math yourself. But the fact is, that is the dream. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm really nervous about. Well, first of all, I mean, to help my tattoo bet, if he goes out
sure.
and gets hurt and he's out for the year, the tattoo bet's off.
I get it now. Now I know why you don't want him to play this weekend. Now
why?
I understand.
Why?
Now
why?
It's all coming together. You need it to be 10 or less. You need him to not play in games.
No.
You think he's going to lose.
No.
You think he's going to get exposed. It's all adding up now.
No, I understand. No, because...
I get it. It's okay. I understand.
Dude, I'm telling you, he goes out and plays this. All right, fine. You're not going to believe me anyways. But I'm telling you, this is dangerous. Unless Pat Shurmur has a come to the altar moment where he's going to change things. I maybe he will.
Well, he should be doing that regardless
maybe
of who his
will.
Quarterback is.
I mean, he gave Philip Lindsay the ball 4 times, and he even admitted he was thinking about how am I going to answer this question. Now, the Denver media is just, I mean, they're, you know, the drool's coming out of their mouth because they're into a stupor right now about this team. So nobody's grilling them. But he admitted he was mentally like, boy, this is coming. I better be ready for this one.
I'm prepared for this one.
I better be ready for this one.
Philip Lindsay. Yeah, I mean, you can hand it to him, obviously. That's one. And then, you know, there's opportunities for him to catch the ball, either as a check down as a primary. You know, he had a couple of those opportunities the other night. I know... I guess as I was preparing for this, that this might be a question, you know.
Why is he preparing for it? He's preparing for it because he knows he screwed up. That's the New York, that's New York City right there, by the way. That's the difference between like the Denver media and the New York City media. And by the way, that wasn't even close to one of the first questions to him. It was like deep in the ball game with that question.
Yeah, we definitely want my dream to become a reality. Without a doubt. This is the best thing for the Denver Broncos, and it's not even close. The last thing that we want to be doing is chasing a quarterback in a year in which it's highly unlikely in which we're actually going to be able to land said franchise quarterback. You know, if we're drafted anywhere between 9 and 14, which is more than likely where we're going to be, depending on if we win a game or two,
right.
You know, there's not going to be anybody there in the draft. In free agency, we've looked at the guys that are available, and the best I can come up with is Jameis Winston. This team is in a big we've got big problems if we're chasing a quarterback right now, because we still have so many big foundational needs that we could and should be addressing with our number one overall selection, from a tackle, not a left tackle, but we still need a right tackle. You need a pass rusher. You need a corner. You need a linebacker. I mean, gosh, would it be nice if for once we're able to build a team around our quarterback rather than trying to chase the quarterback.
Here's where the Broncos will be, and this is critical to the Glennon Trubisky doctrine. If they're 9-14, they're in Trey Lance territory.
Maybe.
I'm just saying
Trey Lance might go before then.
He definitely will go before then.
Right.
Meaning, territory, I mean, you'll be past the first two taken quarterbacks. So, sure. Right now, that guy's Trey Lance. Who knows what's going to happen? But you'll be talking about the third taken quarterback. You think you can sit there at 9 and hope the third quarterback just lands at your feet at 9? Are you nuts? You got to take a peek at the rest of the NFL and the needs for a lot of other teams. What do you think the Colts are going to be doing? Don't forget where the Chiefs moved to get Patrick Mahomes. You will have other quarterback needy teams, Tyler, making aggressive moves. And,
sure.
And if you are the Cowboys and you finish 3, but you really are going to, you know, stay with Dak Prescott, what do you think? They're going to hold on to that when they could get trade value from a quarterback needy team? Of course not. They'll trade back and they'll get really great value. Really great value. And still probably be able to get Penei Sewell, who's the offensive tackle up there at Oregon, the number one rated offensive lineman. So you can't sit there at 9 and just, oh, we'll get the third guy. It's not going to happen. If that's the guy you even want.
Yeah.
And who knows if that's the guy you want. You had that option a couple years ago to get the third rated quarterback and you passed. And you've been paying for it ever since. We'll play Match Game next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
We'll have the Top 6 at 6 coming up, as well as Thursday Night Football with Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson.
Unlimited.
That's going to be a good game. But right now, Match Game. Tyler, why don't you go first this time around? Richie has a question, and
okay.
Where's Kevin?
Kevin, are you there?
I'm back here.
Oh, right.
Kevin had to get kicked out.
Our rules. COVID. I gotcha. All right, so we're gonna try to match.
He doesn't have COVID. You get it.
I get it. We're trying to match Tyler here. Go ahead, Richie.
All right, Tyler. The starting quarterback for the Broncos this Sunday will be.
We're matching Tyler. Matching Tyler.
Good.
You in?
I'm in.
There you go. I said lock. Oh, well, you go first. Sorry, my bad. What'd you say?
I don't want you guys to all tell me.
No, that's how the game works. You're supposed
to go first?
Yeah.
I said Brett Rippin.
Rippin. I said lock. Tyler.
I said Rippin.
Rippin, Kevin.
I got Rippin.
Why do you think, after all that?
Well, that's just the cues that I'm picking up on. That Drew Locke, when he's talking about that it might not be in his hands, that there's, you know, the coaches are going to have to make their decision. The trainers are going to have to make their decision. He's starting to get more healthy. He didn't throw it all yesterday, and today they were starting to split the reps, and Brett Rypien was put up there in front of the media. Just gut feeling says it's going to be Brett.
Okay. Next question.
Based on his first three starts, you, Tyler, would describe Tua Tagovailoa as a blank quarterback.
This looks easy.
All right. I'm in. Kevin, you good?
Yep.
All right. What'd you say?
Game manager.
Ah. I wrote average.
Listen to me very
What'd you
often.
Say?
I said game manager. I heard him earlier.
Kevin?
I got average.
How did you guys mess this one up? Because I've only said it 500 times.
To me, game manager and average are kind of the same thing. But you're right. I should have said game manager. But we're on kind of the same tip. You're not overly impressed with Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, I actually don't like saying average because to me, game manager does not imply that you are an average quarterback. I respect game managers.
He
is making good decisions. He is not making poor decisions. He's moving the chains from first and 10 to second and 5 and so on and so forth. I think he's looked very nice out there, but he hasn't done anything exceptional.
All right, let me ask you this. Sure. So if there's average, above average, great, elite, where would game manager sort of fit in that scale?
Probably above average to great. I mean, we're somewhere in between there.
Right.
Yeah.
Good enough. All right, now you're trying to match me. Go ahead, Richie. What do you got?
The biggest thing standing in the way of a Broncos victory on Sunday is...
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's kind of hard.
The biggest thing standing in the Broncos on Sunday. Nobody's gonna match me, but I do think this is the truth. So I'll write it. I'm in. Tyler, you good?
Yeah. It took two words, though.
Go ahead, what'd you got? Mine's kind of two words.
Dolphins defense.
Oh, I got to say mine first. I'm an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I'm a moron. I'm an idiot.
Right.
I said takeaways because, first of all, the Dolphins, they've been stingy in that department, and you've got to take the ball away from them to give yourself a chance. And Tua will offer you that opportunity, I believe, but you got to take advantage of it. I wrote takeaways.
That's a good one. I already said Dolphins defense, but that's an appropriate answer. Dolphins are great at creating turnovers, and they're doing a great job with Tua so far of not giving the ball away.
Yeah, the only reason the Chargers were even in the game is because the Dolphins gave up a fumble when they were about to go up 21-0. Richie.
I didn't match with you, but I got the same letter because I said Tom McMahon because I'm still not over.
Kevin.
I kind of wish I said that.
I had Miami defense.
Miami defense. Well, I think Drew Locke is in big trouble in this game if he plays. So I'll stick with takeaways. But all right, next point. Last question.
Of all the players Vic Fangio deemed worthy of a Pro Bowl nomination, the most likely candidate to be actually selected is...
Oh, my God. I so want to just say Risner. But of the guys that he named...
To actually be selected. Wow, that's pretty hard.
All right.
Because that doesn't necessarily mean the most qualified, because you could be the most qualified yet have a really good competition.
I'm in!
So I'm not in yet.
Okay. Well, I'm in. Just take your time. Kevin, you in?
Yep.
Richie, you good?
I'm good.
All right.
What would I say?
What would you say?
What would I say?
I don't know what you... I mean, Brandon McManus is the most worthy, but he's going up against Tucker.
Would I say that?
What would you say?
What would I say?
Garrett Bowles.
I got to go first. Did you write it down?
That's what I'm saying saying.
Well, write it down.
It's written down.
All right. I said Justin Simmons. You say Bowlesy. I mean, Simmons has not missed a snap in like 3 years. So, and I don't know safety depth in the NFL Bowles is right up there, too, though. Bowles is right up there. But I wrote down Justin Simmons. You say Bowles. Richie?
I did say Simmons.
There
Iron
you
Man.
Go. Kevin?
I had Brandon McManus. I thought you were going special teams here.
He's probably not going to make it because of Justin Tucker.
The kicker for the Dolphins, Sanders, has only missed one field goal this year. And I'm just telling you, and Justin Tucker's, yeah, I don't know how many kickers they name. But Brandon's having a great year, and certainly he should have been kicking 59-yard field goals, you know, in Atlanta, and then just let him kick, crying out loud. You got a bonus one. Who do you want to match?
You pick.
Tyler, let's go back to Tyler.
All right. In honor of the grand openings in Colorado Springs and Aurora, the one word you would use to describe an In-N-Out cheeseburger
Back up.
No, are you like 24 hours removed on your news right now?
What? Well, give me the news story there.
We have two locations of In-N-Out Burger opening in the state of Colorado.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
Yeah.
Where?
Aurora and Colorado Springs.
Where in Aurora?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
There's
going to be a third in Lone Tree, though, which is opening up in that old car wash over by the Chick-fil-A there and by Park Meadows.
Okay, but not tomorrow. Tomorrow in Aurora, there's going to be an In-N-Out.
Yeah.
In my hometown, where I more or less live, even though I'm embarrassed to have Centennial because I moved across the street. You got to tell me where it's going to be.
I'll look up the address.
I got lost in my In-N-Out haze. What was the question?
One word, the one word that I guess Tyler would use to describe an In-N-Out cheeseburger.
What would Tyler consider an In-N-Out? Is it the Flying Dutchman off the menu? Or the Flying Dutchman comes without bread?
One word.
Gosh. I don't know. I don't even know what Tyler would say about that. I know what I would say, but tell us when you're in, dude.
I'm in.
Good. What'd you say?
This is really exciting. Really exciting. Delicious.
I swear to God, I said delicious.
Well done.
I swear to God, well, I said delicious.
I couldn't
delicious.
Think of a more creative word. That's the best I could come up with.
I had to think like a caveman, and I wrote down delicious. I swear. I'm holding it up to the camera. Can the camera see delicious?
It's close enough.
I really had to say, what's a guy with a limited vocabulary going to say about In-N-Out? I said delicious. Richie?
See, I did not factor in like the caveman vocabulary. I said heavenly, so I feel like I was on the same
track. Heavenly. See, I wish I came up with that, but that was too smart. I couldn't come up
Kevin?
With
Kevin?
I had delicious.
What? Yeah! Did you have delicious, Kevin?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
Will they have chicken fingers, Kevin, at In-N-Out?
They better.
They don't. Alright, there you go. Match game. Top six is next. Oh, by the way, Alameda and Abilene. Oh, I gotta think about that for a second. So that's kind of like near the Aurora Mall, isn't it? Alameda and Abilene. Aurora Mall. Alameda and I-20, 225. So the Aurora Mall has an In-N-Out. Well, maybe what time? When does the Lone Tree one open up?
They just said it's not far off.
I'm joking. I love Alameda and I-225. Yeah, who doesn't
It went right over my head.
I'm just not going to go to the... They have the amusement park that opens up in the parking lot. I'm just not going to do that.
You better just go to break.
Okay. Top six is next.
Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive with a Top 6 at 6.
How about 6? 6 is good.
Story number 1. Do the Broncos have a better chance of beating the Dolphins with Drew Lock or Brett Rypien, both of whom shared reps today in practice?
Oh, Drew Lock. I don't even have to think about it. Drew Lock's the best quarterback on this team. And you're always going to have a better opportunity of winning with your best quarterback. Now, it's a loaded question because I don't know the health status of Drew Lock.
All right, considering the health, considering everything, right now.
Again, I can't because I don't know his body and I don't know what he's feeling and I don't know how healthy he is. So, I mean... Drew Lock's the only one that knows that.
I mean, ultimately, isn't that the question the coaches have to ask themselves and answer?
Sure, but they've got the luxury of watching him and seeing how he's looking and what that looks like. I mean, I have no idea.
Let me go back. Will the decision of who starts on Sunday be who gives us the best chance or the development of Drew Lock? What do you think?
It should be one and the same, because if you're truly trying to get a proper read on Drew Lock and his development, well, then you're only going to play him if you feel like he can go out there and provide a high-value service for your football team. And if he can't, well, then Brett Rippon would go out there. So if you're trying to win the football game, you put Drew Lock out there, assuming that he can play football. And if he can't, then Brett Rippon becomes available. So to me, that's one and the same. I mean, I would hate to think that they would put Drew Lock out there in danger if his body isn't right and he is hurt. I hate to think that they would actually put him out there if he's not right.
Ray and Kevin.
How does it make you feel hearing Tua Tagovailoa say that he thought the transition to the NFL would be harder? That it's been pretty much easy so far. When you hear that, I mean, obviously that's a little bit frightening. We've heard Patrick Mahomes say similar type of things. But what does it say about our quarterback when he clearly just doesn't have the same type of poise?
Well, it tells me that Tua has been in the system and in a presence, as he has been, that better prepares him for the NFL coming from Alabama than Drew Lock did have coming from Missouri, despite the fact they play in the same conference. It's just different. Way different. And also, Tua Tagovailoa was playing with a lot of future NFL guys. I can't say the same for Drew Lock. I just think Tua is just incredibly better prepared for this moment than Drew Lock was.
Yeah.
And he's a better player. He's a better quarterback than Drew Lock.
When you watch Tua, you can just tell that he's not pressing in anything that he does.
Yeah.
He understands the down and distance. He understands the progressions. He understands when to take chances, when to not take chances. When I watch Tua, I'm not blown away by the things that he is doing, but I sure as heck respect his lack of mistakes. And I think that that's what he's talking about is I haven't felt the pressure to make mistakes that I typically would not.
Who do you think a better quarterback is, Tua Tagovailoa or Drew Lock?
Oh, Tua.
Tua, yeah. That's not even an insult to Drew Lock. I mean, somebody's going to be better than you. He's one of those guys. Ring it, Kevin. Tonight, we will see Kyler Murray against
Unlimited.
Who will have a better game as a quarterback, Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray tonight?
I still got Russell Wilson, man. He's kind of fallen off a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
And he's no longer got the MVP hype train that was going on in the early part of the season. Seahawks are still 6-3. And the reason that they've lost three games has nothing to do with Russell Wilson. It's because they've got one of the worst defenses in the NFL right now. And Russell is going to do his deal. I am going to take the Seahawks in this game. Matter of fact, I got to get my dang pick in.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Thank you for reminding
me. There you go.
I got the Seahawks in this game, and I do believe that Russell Wilson is the best quarterback.
I am taking Arizona. They are the underdog, but I'm taking Arizona. I think Kyler Murray is going to be the better quarterback here. Sorry there, Russell.
Unlimited.
You think Kyler Murray's better than Russell Wilson?
I do. I cannot believe it. I talk about being stunned.
Oh,
because my expectations for Kyler Murray were really low, and he is just, he's amazing. The biggest reason is when he's in trouble, and you saw this with Michael Vick early on, there are just times that he can just save everybody's bacon. He's got 10 rushing touchdowns. It's second in the NFL. He can just do things nobody else can do.
People have undermined Russell Wilson for way too long. He is top five. And
I didn't say he wasn't.
But you think Kyler Murray's at least top four then?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, who's a better quarterback, Drew Lock or Kyler Murray?
I will stop.
Right. Ring it, Kevin.
ESPN put out their free agent rankings, and Broncos actually have somebody that is ranked very, very high. Justin Simmons falls to number 5 on available
free agents
in 2021. That's
right.
Yeah, so he falls behind.
Where's Bolsey?
That's a good question, Richie. I don't know.
Maybe you can look that up. I'm sorry, what's your question?
Dak's number 1, Yannick's 2, Bud Dupree's 3, okay. Jonnu Smith's 4, then Justin Simmons.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
Good for Justin.
Well, if the NFL views Justin Simmons similarly to ESPN, do the Broncos have any chance to get him back?
Sure. You're going to have to back up the Brinks truck. If you tagged him again, he'd be getting the average of the top 3. You got to be in that range. I don't know what that is in terms of safeties, but they can. I think Justin likes being a Denver Bronco and all, but I don't think he's going to take a penny less than being one of the top three paid safeties, which is what he wanted last year, and the Broncos said no. So could they? Sure. Will they? Maybe. Maybe.
I think it's become unlikely at this point because Justin Simmons has backed up last season into this season, and a lot of people are down on Justin. The reality is he's playing good football for you. So there are going to be teams out there that probably will pay him top three, and I think the Broncos have made it clear that they don't want to pay him top three. You might be missing out on Justin Simmons.
Bolsey did not crack the top 25.
Mm.
But we're desperate. Maybe. Bring it, Kevin. I'm seeing a lot of these basketball studs are 19 years old. I mean, a lot of them. My oldest son is 20. My younger son is 18 and change. I am seeing some of these kids buy their parents luxury automobiles after they got drafted.
Right.
Should I be mad with my oldest son that I'm not getting a luxury automobile tonight?
Well, yeah, clearly he's a failure.
Bring it, Kevin. That is terrible. A little disappointed.
You know, I'm looking at the free agent quarterback list. There's not many out there. The one guy that could possibly be intriguing to me is Jameis Winston. And Jameis is going to get his shot now. Drew Brees is out.
Yes.
It would appear that Sean Payton is going to turn to Jameis Winston instead of Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Will you be tracking that one kind of closely?
Oh,
just trying to see what he looks like?
No doubt about it. He is auditioning for a lot of teams, Jameis Winston is, including the Denver Broncos. You'd be foolish not to really pay attention to him. Jameis is confounding. I mean, yeah, okay, a lot of turnovers, a lot of interceptions, but look at all the touchdowns. He has had a crazy career. Crazy career. Hard to put your finger on it, but he's still a relative, especially for the quarterback position. It's a young guy. He is a young dude. I'll be very curious to watch it.
Yeah, 100%. Me too. Teddy Bridgewater turned a five-game opportunity last year with the Saints into a new deal with the Carolina Panthers. Jameis Winston has now got an opportunity himself. I don't know how many games he's going to get, but I do think that the leash will be shorter on him because he's got such a tendency to throw interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to go out there and manage the game better than he did previously because Sean Payton will turn to Taysom Hill quicker if Jameis Winston is turning the ball over.
And Rand, wrap it up.
Unlimited.
This is a great game tonight.
It
I am
is.
Stoked for Thursday Night Football. We have a sister station of ours. We're Bonneville, who owns us, is in the media business, a relatively small company, although the stations they do own are in pretty big places and great radio stations. We have a sister station in Arizona that I know very well, been there a million times, great people down there. They are so excited about their Cardinals. They, on Monday, during what is essentially the show that we do, Afternoon Drive, they replayed the game on Monday.
I heard that.
That is how excited they are about the Cardinals. Now, you got to understand the pit of misery they've been in with Arizona sports. Think about it for a second. The Cardinals have been crappy. The Diamondbacks really haven't done anything. The Coyotes are, nobody cares. I mean, maybe the, Arizona State's been pretty good on a variety of levels. But essentially, really, with the NFL, it's been terrible. I mean, it's been awful.
For decades.
For a long time. They are now replaying football games because they're so excited about their team. This is the Cardinals who were terrible. And it all turned like that.
Yeah.
When is the moment, in your opinion, when we're going to have that kind of excitement back here in Denver?
Oh, when you've got a Kyler Murray. When you've got a quarterback that you've got a Joe Burrow. You've got
Justin
Herbert.
How responsible is Kingsbury for it?
What's that?
How responsible is Cliff Kingsbury?
Well, he's responsible to the degree that he went out and identified the quarterback that he needs and that he wanted, and he gambled on him, and he drafted him much higher than anybody else was going to. And so does he have responsibility? Yeah, absolutely. And he's got a very exciting offense that I was 100% intrigued by. I was a huge fan of Cliff Kingsbury. I wanted the Broncos to take a look at him a few years ago. So does he have – yeah, and he's young. He's – good looking, he's handsome, he's all of the above. You know, that team just has all kinds of star appeal.
And I tell you what a cool moment was. and it's more symbolic than anything, but the picture, the photograph of Cliff Kingsbury.
On draft day.
Sitting in that, I can't even say, well, what's his face said on NFL Network? Kyle Brandt. He said it on TV.
I mean, he said it on TV.
I'm not even going to. I wish to God I could say what he called Cliff Kingsbury's abode. I mean, it was. Oh, I wish I could say it because it was so freaking funny. But the point.
The old D-Mac would have.
Probably. The old D-Mac would do a lot of things. The old D-Mac wasn't helping the new D-Mac. But that sort of swag and presence.
Yeah.
How about that for what Kyle Brandt essentially was saying? If you want to see a funny video, I'm not even going to retweet it because it's just.
Oh, I retweeted it.
You did?
Oh, I did.
Rich, you did?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, go look at Richie Carney and Tyler Palumbus's retweet of Kyle Brandt.
It's freaking hilarious. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I agree. It's new D-Mac, not old D-Mac. And pay particular. You know what? I'm going to get myself in trouble. It's just brilliant. But I think there's a certain swag with Kingsbury. I think there's a certain swag with Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, and even though he's older, Pete Carroll, he pointed all those guys out.
Sure.
There's just something about these guys. John Gruden has it. There's just something about that sort of sets the tone for everything else. Never mind the trade of DeAndre Hopkins, one of the dumbest. If that doesn't go down as one of the dumbest trades in NFL history, I don't know what would.
Yeah, idiotic.
Kyle Brandt's diatribe on it on NFL Network, it was hysterical. But easy. But it just goes to show how in a very short period of time.
It's just a love. Never mind.
You can turn things around quickly. But don't tell me Cliff Kingsbury doesn't set the tone for a lot of things, but sets the tone for everything else they do. I know it's scary going with a young guy. I get it. And I don't think age defines it. I think you can be young at heart. But I do feel like that's the way successful teams are going, Tyler. I do.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's been the current movement, without a doubt. I mean, they're going towards the Sean McVay. You know, have you touched Sean McVay? Have you gotten close enough to him or Kyle Shanahan? And if you have, you're probably on the fast track. Mike LaFleur, Matt LaFleur's brother, is working for the 49ers. I would not be shocked at all if he is a new hot head coach candidate coming up here very soon.
Well, I told you who my guy is. If the Broncos were to go in that direction.
Remind me.
Joe Brady, who's the offensive coordinator for the Panthers. He's going to be a head coach. Our guy is this guy.
I want all the meatballs and the pasta, you know?
That's not Cliff Kingsbury with the sunglasses and the panoramic view and I'm not going to say it. I want to say it.
Just say it.
I'm not going to say it.
Say woo!
I'm not going to say it. But it's a video that you and Richie tweeted out that I think is worth watching. My guy is Joe Brady. If it all, you know.
Interesting prospect. Certainly fits that category. Gosh, did you see that sweet old bomber jacket he was wearing on the sideline last week? He's trying to fit into that young and cool crowd. That's for sure.
They're trying there in Carolina. And if you give them a little bit of time, they'll get it. They got a little bit of a quarterback, you know, thing going on there. Like, really, what are they doing?
Well, they should never pay Teddy that amount of money, but right. That was a huge mistake.
But I doubt Matt Rhule or Joe Brady had anything to do with that. Probably was
really. Oh, well, I highly doubt that. I bet you Matt Rhule made that decision entirely.
Actually, Rhule probably did.
Yeah,
you're probably right about Rhule. Because that's what happens when you get one of those college guys.
When you bring a college guy in,
right,
you got to understand something about college head coaches.
That's right.
They don't answer to anybody.
Correct.
It is their kingdom. They are judge, jury, and executioner. There is no GM.
You're right.
There is no owner.
You're right.
There is nobody. They answer to nobody. So you bring a college guy in.
You're right.
You have to empower them to do exactly what they did in college.
I do like Teddy Bridgewater, though. It seems hard to believe that he's the future there.
I've never been very high on Teddy.
Well, listen, man, they'll be in the running. They'll be one of the teams when you think of mock drafts and the Broncos. Ah, the Broncos should just stick at 11 and take Trey Lance. That is assuming a lot, man. I don't know if Trey Lance is good enough for us. Oh, okay. Well, if he is, you know, wait till somebody takes him at 5.
You want to throw coffee on tonight?
Ooh.
Huh?
About what?
I got the Seahawks.
You want to put it in an out burger? That would be painful.
No, there's no chance I'm risking having to go sit in that
the
line.
That would be the painful bet.
Right.
That would be the painful bet.
I mean, if there's no timeline on when we have to pay it off, I will accept that.
No. I would only take it if it was brought in tomorrow.
No, I do, I do not accept that.
It's not an expensive bet, but it's painful.
No. I already drove to downtown Denver today to get
some food. I know, and that was awesome. That really was awesome you did that. What's your idea? If it was a coffee bet.
Oh, Seahawks versus Cardinals. I got the Seahawks.
Oh, just straight up?
Cardinals. Yeah.
Oh, come on. Let's do in and out. Have some fun with it.
No.
Make one of us sit in that stupid line.
No.
Seahawks are favored.
I got stuff going on tomorrow.
Seahawks
I got
are
an appointment.
Well, what are you afraid of? It's a home game for them.
I got an appointment. I got things going on tomorrow. I can't do that. I throw a coffee on it.
Well, I'll pick up the in and out if Tyler loses.
All right, dude.
No, then that's not a bet. Forget it.
I'll give him my credit card.
That's what we're
doing. Right. He can Zach buy me.
Okay. All right.
Some other guy on there.
I'll put a coffee on it.
Well, now I wanted to know that he said he'll go pick it up.
You're missing an opportunity. That's the great part of the bet. Is
now
the
that
pain.
He will go get it.
No.
I'm in. I accept in and out.
All right. This is the drive.
What is it?
It doesn't exist unless you're waiting in line. It doesn't matter. I'll just take a coffee.
Coffee.
Let's go Cardinals. Tyler's a chicken. Here we go. Thursday Night Football.